This is an urgent warning to everyone in the Second Amendment community. The ATF has set a prosecution trap in regards to the arm brace or stabilizing brace registration rule that they just put out. They are planning on prosecuting almost everyone who registers for an SBR. They're going to come to your house. They're going to arrest you, prosecute you, and throw you in prison for up to 10 years, even if you try to comply. This is now being confirmed. I know a lot of you in the Second Amendment community already suspected this or were already talking about it. I was aware of this, but I didn't talk about it publicly until it was confirmed by an attorney for the Gun Owners of America organization, gunowners.org. And it was confirmed in an interview, a SHOT Show interview, with a channel that I believe is called Guns and Gadgets. And I don't recall the name of this attorney, because it's the first time I had heard of him, but he works for Gun Owners of America, and he confirmed with the ATF what I'm about to describe. And this is critical to know. Again, if you attempt to comply and register your so-called SBR, which is really just an AR with an arm brace or a stabilizing brace, if you attempt to register it, you will likely be arrested and prosecuted by the ATF because you are incriminating yourself. Now, here's why. Recall that the ATF has given people several options. If you have an AR-15 pistol or a similar type of pistol with a stabilizing brace, they have said that you can do several things. You can destroy the firearm. You can turn it into the ATF. You can swap out the barrel. You can somehow permanently remove the stabilizing brace, although it's not clear how that can be done, you know, in a permanent fashion. But they also said you can register it to be an SBR, which is a short-barreled rifle. You register it with the ATF by filling out the forms and taking photos of your firearm and filling out, for example, the serial number of the firearm, and you do your fingerprints and you do, you know, your name and your social and address and all this stuff. And then you send that to the ATF for a determination by the ATF of whether they will allow you to have this SBR as a registered SBR. So in doing this, you are incriminating yourself. You are admitting on paper, with photos, with fingerprints, with signatures, that you have an SBR. You're admitting it. You're admitting to what the ATF would consider to be a felony crime. Now, here's how the trap gets sprung. When you send this in to the ATF, the ATF says that they will, in their discretion, they will consider you to be in compliance, but technically you're already a felon. Now, in order to process this request for your SBR status, the ATF will likely be inundated with, who knows, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of applications, who knows? There are only reportedly 8 people in the ATF that handle this, only 8. So they're going to be backlogged like never before. It will likely take way more than 90 days for them to process your request. It might take 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. Nobody knows for sure, but it's not going to be fast. Now, here's the thing. The ATF does their own background checks on applicants. That is a check to make sure that you don't have a felony criminal record yet. Although they want you to have one now. If the ATF's background check process goes on more than 88 days, then the ATF automatically denies your application, even if you are in full compliance and even if you would have otherwise passed the background check. So once you, just to recap, once you submit your application to the ATF, you're admitting that you're in possession of an illegal SBR that is not yet approved by the ATF. I mean, this is, you're admitting to a felony. In 88 days, the ATF will deny your request. Why? Because they can't get to all the requests, because they don't have enough people to process the paperwork. So in 88 days, automatic denial. On day 89, they will, as they admit to the Gun Owners of Association attorney, they will engage in, quote, enforcement actions. What does that consist of? That consists of them coming to your door, perhaps raiding your home, confiscating your firearms, arresting you, and charging you with a felony crime for illegal possession of an unregistered short-barrel rifle. They admit they will do this. And they do not even need a warrant to do that. You know why? They don't need a warrant because they can enter your premises if they have evidence that you are violating gun laws. And since you gave them that evidence by taking photos of your illegal SBR and giving them the serial number and admitting in the form and signing it and everything, you just admitted that you have an SBR. So you gave them permission, or I should say you gave them the authority to essentially raid your house, arrest you, take your firearms, and charge you with felony crimes, even though you attempted to comply. What a convenient way for the ATF to arrest thousands or tens of thousands of gun owners across America. What a convenient way. They have set a trap. And if you think you're going to comply with it by filling out this form and admitting to your crimes, think again. The most likely outcome is that they're going to, you know, come arrest you and charge you with felony crimes and throw you in prison for 10 years with a big hefty fines too, including up to $250,000 in a fine. And then once you have a felony record, guess what? You won't be able to own firearms at all. So this is how they're going to disarm Americans. This is their plot. Now, what can you do about this? Several things. Number one, please consider supporting the Gun Owners of America. They are at gunowners.org. Join their email list. Make a donation. Also, importantly, contact your representatives in Washington, D.C., your members of Congress, your senators, and even your governor. And if there were ever a time to scream at them, I mean, I usually say be polite, but we need to raise our voices and use our voices, not violence, but use our voices to demand that this insane ATF rule be stopped. And frankly, we should all get on board with Matt Gaetz and we should abolish the ATF. And he has introduced a law to achieve exactly that. And of course, we are all in favor of that. The ATF is an out-of-control rogue agency. But what else can you do? As you know, I'm a stickler for following the law. And so I'm not one of these guys that goes on YouTube and says, you know, F the ATF, man, just tell them to go pound sand. No. What I think you should do, but you need to decide for yourself, you need to do your own research, and you need to perhaps consult with a competent firearms attorney like WashingtonGunLaw.com. You know, and they handle cases nationwide, but get your own firearms attorney. Make sure that you know what you're doing and decide for yourself how you're going to be in compliance. But as I understand it, according to the ATF, you can remove the short barrel from your pistol and you can attach a 16-inch barrel, effectively converting it to a rifle. So you would end up with a rifle with a stabilizing brace. And at that point, you might as well take off the brace and just put yourself, you know, a proper buttstock on it, like a Magpul stock or whatever. So you're giving up the what was an AR pistol, and you're now creating an AR rifle, but you don't need the ATF's permission under federal law in order to make this conversion, and you are no longer subjected to the ATF's arm brace rule. Now, can you still hold on to that shorter barrel as a spare part? Can you still hold on to that arm brace as a spare part? My understanding is yes, because it's not attached to a firearm. So can you have parts laying around? I hope so, because I've got parts laying around. I've got trigger parts, you know, I've got barrel parts. I've got, you know, whatever. Pins, spare pins, especially those little indent things that you lose every time you disassemble certain parts of the rifle and they fly across the room. You always have to have a bunch of spares. Because you always lose those parts. So yes, I've got all kinds of spare parts. But come the day that the ATF starts enforcing this stabilizer rule, I am not going to give them any excuse to arrest me, that's for sure. I will be in compliance one way or another. Either the law gets overturned, well, it's not a law, it's a regulation. Either it gets overturned or I'm taking the short barrels off of my AR-15 pistols. So if they show up, you know, number one, I'm going to say go pound sand unless you have a warrant. But if they show up with a warrant and they come in, boom, guess what? What do I have? Oh, I have a regular AR-15 rifle that used to be an AR-15 pistol, but I swapped out the parts for the full 16-inch barrel. So that's my plan. You decide what's right for you. You decide how you wish to, quote, comply or not comply. It's up to you. But right now, today, I'm not doing anything. I'm going to wait to see if there's an injunction. I believe there likely will be. I think the Supreme Court is going to accept this on an emergency basis. That's my guess. And I think the Supreme Court will rule against the ATF on this. But I don't know for sure. So just in case, I am ordering extra full uppers, AR-15 uppers. You know, the full-length barrels, 16-inch. Maybe some spare BCGs or what have you. And we're going to be ready to swap that out on, you know, day 119 or whatever, or sometime before that, whatever the case may be. And then in terms of having sort of compact firearms for vehicle use where legal, since I live in Texas and I live in rural Texas, and I usually travel with a firearm like that, I would just use a folding stock rifle, like the Shield Arms folding stock rifle. And that's my favorite setup. And I run that in 300 Blackout for vehicle self-defense. So shieldarms.com, if you want to check that out, they do have a discount code for our listeners. Use code RANGER and you'll save, I believe, $100. Just enter that, you know, at the checkout. But it's a folding stock AR-15 with a patented folding mechanism. Or you could, if you can still find them, you get like a SIG MCX rifle, which I own one of those. Those are great. And because it has a totally different mechanism for how it handles recoil, it doesn't have a recoil spring in the buttstock like normal. So it has a folding stock where you can still actually fire the rifle, even in the folded position. So and there are some other options out there as well. But I think folding is an important option to look at right now if you want sort of portability or even concealability in your vehicle, but always keep it legal. That's what I do. I always keep it legal. I don't promote illegal stuff, you know, full auto and whatever. I'm all about keeping it legal. But also let's abolish the ATF in the meantime, huh? How about that? Or at least force them to make sense. You know, you can't say, oh, this is perfectly legal for 10 years and 40 million people buy these things, and then one day, oh, we were kidding. Now it's illegal. Now you're a felon. Come on. That's nonsense. That's tyranny. We've got to correct that. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. I also publish guns.news if you want to check that out. We cover all this and many other topics related to the Second Amendment and liberty. Thanks for listening.